This week in the Missouri Senate, we review more legislative priorities for 2021. Missouri senators approve Senate Bill 57. Sponsor, Senator Carla May of St. Louis, says this measure seeks to modify provisions relating to funding to certain organizations to deter criminal behavior.
We need new innovative ways to put an end to the violent crime.
Senate Bill 57 is now in the Missouri House of Representatives for its consideration. Missouri senators also give thumbs up to Senate Bill 126. Sponsor, Senator Justin Brown of Rolla, says his proposal would modify provisions relating to the sale of intoxicating liquor.
This bill does not require any establishment to do business differently, only allows them the opportunity.
Senate Bill 126 is now in the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration.
Committee
hearings also continue. The Missouri Senate Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics Committee heard Senator Dan Hageman of Cosby present Senate Joint Resolution 28, which, upon voter approval, would prohibit any increase in compensation for certain elected officials.
Beyond the 2 years in which the schedule proposed by the commission is effective.
Senate Bill 165.
Also, Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City presented Senate Bill 165 to the Missouri Senate Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety Committee. This measure would prohibit motorcycle or motor tricycle passengers under the age of 8.
I wish legislation like this was unnecessary.
Committee action has not yet been taken on either of these bills.
We're nearing the point where we, begin to roll the calendar.
As we approach the next few weeks, I hope that this bipartisan group can work together.
Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rodden of Columbia says there are still several issues left undecided this session.
I've said all along I'd like to get to a compromise on that and figure out a way to legalize sports booking.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Kansas City adds this includes the budget.
The big topic that's going to be debated on the next few weeks, fully fund Medicaid as the voters intended it to be done.
We are now at the budget process where we have what's called the markup process.
The Appropriations Committee will start its markup on the budget bills.
Senator Carla Esslinger of Osceola, who serves on the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee, says this panel will review the Missouri House of Representatives version of the fiscal year 2022 state operating budget before it goes to the full Missouri Senate.
Everybody is trying to get their priorities heard so that it is reflected in the budget going forward.
Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur adds she expects a great deal of discussion on the budget.
One of the big issues that I'm most concerned about is the expansion of Medicaid.
The fiscal year 2022 state operating budget has to be complete by 6 p.m. on Friday, May 7th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.